Hi, this is Joel Fender Jr. When my dad first opened Mr. Fender's Corner Grocery Store back in 1957, he had just two rules. Always say howdy when people walk in the door, and make sure to have a big friendly smile when you do. He always did, too. Well, I've kept those rules going ever since I took over Mr. Fender's Corner Grocery Store way back in 1983, when Dad passed on in that terrible fire. So drop on by Mr. Fender's Corner Grocery Store for all your grocery needs. I'll be sure to give you a good old howdy. Just like Daddy did.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Welcome to We're All Yankovics!
Woohoo!
Yay.
Yeah. We're back.
Yes.
As you heard earlier, this is clearly happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes. I don't know.
Is it your birthday?
No.
Oh,
no.
Not my birthday.
No, no, it's not. It's Weird Al's birthday.
I'm sure someone listening has a birthday.
If you're listening to this on October 23rd, it's Weird Al's birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Weird Al. Yep. I'm sure he's listening.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. He'll pop us up on his birthday. He'll say, Weird Al, happy birthday. Hey, this is for me.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that gets in trouble. That makes it hard to search for information about this song.
Ah, yes.
Because people have said happy birthday to Weird Al, actually.
And that's all that comes up.
All the information. Yeah, yeah. It was this song I don't have a lot of information about because it's hard to search. It's hard to Google happy birthday.
It is, yes.
It doesn't
I can imagine.
Way on it.
So you just have to know the song like I do.
Yeah, exactly. This is off the first album.
Yes.
Yep. And this is one of his two, I don't even know how to say this, Tonio K. The band that he's spoofing in this.
Oh.
This is a genre spoof.
Okay, yeah. I never knew who he was spoofing, but I knew it had to be a style parody of someone.
Yeah.
It was a genre of kind of sub-punk kind of
new wave. Well, it's sort of like a new wave sort of thing. And he does this twice.
Yeah.
Also, I Was Only Kidding is also a pastiche.
Okay.
Of the same group.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is it, the spelling of that one again?
T-O-N-I-O and then space K.
Tonique.
Tonico.
Like tonic.
Tonico.
Tonic.
Tonico.
Tonique.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's tonic.
The closest one to listen to if you really want to is Funky Western Civilization.
Okay. I'll look into that.
It's sort of the same thing. It's almost the exact same
like rapid fire guitar and lyrics.
Well, more lyrically, it's very similar, and it's the same sort of like, hey, you know, we're the Western civilization, we're great, but we're killing people and stuff like that.
So cheerful pessimism.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yes, that's a great way to describe Happy Birthday. Cheerful pessimism.
Yeah,
this is a fun song. You know,
mm-hmm.
In retrospect, something, you know, it depends on what's going on in the world at the time when you're listening to it.
Yeah, this has started to become not a fun song.
No, not at all. It's become, you know, as terrifying as it was in the mid '80s for me.
What do you mean?
Like there were times in the mid '80s when, you know, I was kind of, you know, freaked out about nuclear war, and this song is one I had to skip or else I'd have nightmares because it would be like, oh my god, this is too close to home. Well, I lived in Colorado, really close to NORAD, like my brothers were kind enough to point out to me when I was 9 was probably one of the first one or two places Russia was expected to attack to wipe out our defenses. So I'm like, oh, great. I could see that right out my bedroom window. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, because you probably didn't have any like actual silos there. Or not that many, but like
I don't know. There probably were.
I mean, there might have been one or two, but the big thing was that was the control center.
Yes, you'd think the control center would be pretty close to where some are.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there were some in the Great Plains nearby, but
oh no, in the plains. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. But
they're not far away from there. So, anyways, it was terrifying, but you know.
Hey, they were underneath a mountain. They were safe.
Exactly. People in NORAD were fine. The houses outside of it, not so much.
Then they got the that Stargate they can jump through too.
Yes, yes, the Stargate was there. Wow, I forgot about that. And if you know, if you get bored, you can always go in there. You can play tic-tac-toe.
Yep, yeah. That's good.
And anyways.
They're always looking for Santa, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is another interesting song.
Yes.
Weird Al has another song that feels very much like Happy Birthday in his The Night Santa Went Crazy. So
yes, another, you know, cheerfully pessimistic.
Cheerfully pessimistic.
Terrifying.
I love that.
Yeah, but no, it's the references to it are horrible, but it's so fun. He's like, hey, you know what? You got to lose. We're all going to die anyway. Might as well eat some cake.
Yeah, so. Exactly. This came out, the album was 1982, but it was part of the Placebo EP in 1981. So yes. It was on that CD.
EP, yeah.
That record. Yeah. I think that's what they're called. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. Like we said, you said Psycho 4 apparently is a dog food.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Part of the make us feel old. But I didn't even know that.
I don't think I mentioned that line yet.
Oh, no. I'm saying, but you mentioned, maybe you didn't.
I didn't say that.
I'm insane. I have it written down here on the notes, though.
Oh,
Psycho 4 is a dog food.
It is a dog food, but stay tuned. I may reference that later.
Well, we're just talking about lyrics in general
right
now.
Yes, indeed. There are things that are, you know, not really relevant anymore. That's one of the lines. That's actually my favorite line of the song, so I guess that's why you're saying that.
No, I was going to say it no matter what.
Well, yes.
Because it was the one piece of information I was able to find out about this song.
Okay, people who might be listening, what the heck is Cycle 4?
Yeah.
It was a dog food that was big in the 70s and 80s.
It seems like it should be some kind of like oil for like a lawnmower or something,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like
or a four-stroke diesel.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
That's probably why it didn't, you know, last.
Yeah. I like this. It definitely, of his weirder songs, these are the ones that resonate with me at least a little bit more than like I much prefer this to like Got a Boogie.
Okay.
Like I don't know why. Like, and I love Santa, the night Santa went crazy.
So you like the dark songs as well.
I do.
Twisted humor.
And I'm like, and it, that surprises me a little bit, I think, because I normally wouldn't like dark stuff like that. But compared to like that other stuff that just doesn't hit for me, I'd much rather these because these still hit for me, I think.
Right. I think, you know, doing some searching of my psyche, I think perhaps this song has an awful lot to do with why I like dark, twisted humor as like a defense mechanism for me. Like it was so terrifying, I had to embrace it. Like, okay, this is twisted. So after I started liking really twisted, like messed up kind of dark humor.
No, and I feel like that's what happened with Weird Al too. This is sort of like comes from that, like, because he was sort of, it was sort of one of those things where he was like, it feels like he was raised like super pure,
yes,
kind of in a weird way. I don't know if that's the best way to say it.
Yeah.
But he's still got these weird dark undertones. Yes. And I think that was just like the one thing way he could express any kind of like,
yes, he was sheltered, yeah, is the way he likes, okay, to describe it. He was raised very sheltered and protected.
Yeah, yeah. His mom used to watch him play at recess.
Through the window. With binoculars. I see you, Alfred.
Alfred.
Why does she sound like that to both of us?
I don't know.
She was a lovely lady. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why she's a witch all of a sudden. Yeah, I'll get you. No. She was just protective. You know, her little Alfie.
Guardian too. Oh.
Wow, that was frightening.
But she gave it to him. So, I mean, like.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't seem very fair. Jeez, Mom.
She's as twisted as he is. Anyways, what else have you got on this one?
That's it. I mean, like, it's a... Oh, the one other piece of information is this... I take this with a grain of salt, but Weird Al is always like, hey, there's always those other Happy Birthday songs. There's the one by Beatles. There's the one by those sisters. And people need another Happy Birthday song.
Yeah.
So I wrote another Happy Birthday song.
Yeah, makes sense.
Ironically, right now, though, that other Happy Birthday song, totally okay to sing. Because they just proved that they didn't actually own the copyright to it, so they can't sue you anymore for it.
Yeah.
It's in the public domain.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. You can't sue us anymore. Ha,
yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.
Now, in the big, big, like, 70-year-old battle of, like, yeah, it's insane. But
so what about people who did get sued in the past? Can they get their money back?
I really am wondering about that, because I feel like a lot of people got sued for it.
I think so.
And I would really like them to, yeah, it was... You should. That it's actually fascinating because I think the whole thing came up because somebody was actually doing research into it, and it's the guy like making a documentary about that song who discovered the evidence that then allowed that song to no longer be.
So it was. There was another song before it using the same rhythm, right?
Or something like. But it, I think what it really comes down to is at one point, the company that had that song let another company use that song in a songbook. So therefore, they had already kind of
given it away,
given it their own song away. So they were no longer was part of that. I haven't
weird
dived down on it, but it was something like that. Yeah. Sort of like in the same way that in order for Universal to make King Kong, the remake of King Kong, they basically had to like somehow prove that they didn't own the copyright to King Kong or something like that, which allowed Nintendo to come in and make Donkey Kong, because they're like, well, if you don't own the copyright to King Kong, then there's no copyright to King Kong, so we can make Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't understand that.
That's okay. What I'm here for.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. How about your favorite lyric?
My favorite lyric is coming up in a moment. You go first.
After mine? Okay. Mine is the one we kind of referenced earlier. Your daddy's in the gutter with the wretched and the poor. Your mama's in the kitchen with a can of Cycle 4. There's garbage in the water and there's poison in the sky. Well, I guess it won't be long before we're all going to die.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah. So cheerful.
Mine's, it doesn't take a military genius to see. We'll all be crispy critters after World War III.
Yes, that one went through my head an awful lot in 86.
Yeah, yeah. It's something you don't want to really think about.
No, thanks to my brothers.
Yeah. I find it hard to believe that people managed to make it through the 60s.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, it must be like the disinformation about how like powerful those bombs were,
right?
I think is the only thing that managed to keep people at least the slightest bit sane.
Yeah.
During that time.
Or how, you mean how powerful your school desk was.
Yeah, 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 yes, exactly.
Impervious.
Exactly. That's totally going to protect me.
Yes.
It's not going to go around the sides. No. It's just straight down. It's exactly. Always straight down. And poof. That plywood is just top of the line.
That plywood was indestructible in the 50s. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. Now that we're on a happy pessimistic.
Yay.
Ratings.
Oh yes. 1 to 5 atom bombs.
Ooh, yes. Okay, here's another fun fact about me.
Okay.
Somehow I did not connect that the two bombs that were dropped at the end of World War II were technically nuclear weapons.
Okay.
For some reason, I just always thought when as a kid that they were like really, 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 really good bombs.
Right.
Like the mother of all bombs kind
of
things. It took me a good like 12 years before I was like, wait a minute. No, technically those were.
Atom bombs, a synonym, I guess.
Well, and it's because they call them atom bombs sometimes.
Right.
And
some I can
other
see
things.
That.
I didn't, you know, like it was just, it needed one more click to fit. And so, there definitely was a period of time where I was like, oh, wait a minute.
We did what?
Yeah.
Wow. Fun fact.
That's another debate that we're not going to get
into. All right, so your rating.
Rating.
Yes. I'm going to go
solid.
Ahead. It's solid.
I mean, especially for that first album, I feel like this is one of the better songs from the first album.
Yes. I think it was one of the last
ones. Potentially even the best original song from that album, I would almost say.
I would like to say that as well. You're glancing at.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta find the album. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I like Mr. Frump. It was good.
But that one, Mr. Frump is a joke, I feel like. Such a groovy guy. Another one. Of the ones that aren't parodies, so you gotta skip over all those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say best song on the album that isn't a parody or a direct parody.
I really like I'll Be Mellow When I'm Dead. That's a tough one.
Okay, well, it's okay.
It's
top
two. Yeah, we'll get to that one eventually. But yeah, it is really solid. I'm going to give it a 4.
Me too. 4s around. I think we're going to get to the end of this.
We're going to need to
be like, everything's a 4.
We're going to need to give some 2s out there. We've got a couple 1s. We got, I think, 1.5 so far.
Yeah, 1.5, I think. And
a lot of 4s and 3.5s.
A couple of 2s. We have a couple of 2s.
So we're not that bad. And they're not all 4s. I think we're fair so far.
We're fair.
It's a learning curve. We're still early on in this thing.
Maybe we'll just have to start over again.
No, I'm not doing that.
Like just
ridiculous.
After like feedback or whatever, then we'll
revisit.
The Criterion Collection kind of version of everything.
The Lucas anniversary remake.
Yeah, the special editions.
The special editions.
We're going to make special editions.
Sure. We'll go back and change all of our ratings and add Jar Jar.
Add Jar Jar to everything. Add Jar Jar to things.
Well, who knows? He wasn't in the original script, maybe of episode 1. Never mind.
Oh, I don't.
He'll go back and delete Jar Jar.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
I
think someone's already done that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's like Garfield without Garfield.
Yes. Those are pretty funny.
All right. If you got an opinion about Weird Al, the song, or anything like that, you can call us up at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-93473. That's what it is.
You sure?
Yeah, it's 93473.
Okay.
That's weird.
Weird.
Just remember 302-72-WEIRD.
Sounds good to me.
You can also find us on Gmail. We're all Yankovics@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So let us know, once again, anything about Weird Al. We'll play your song or your message in another episode, and it'll be a lot of fun, I think.
Fantastic.
Cool.
I think that's all for today. Well, bye-bye.
Bye.